Hello and welcome to the Telescope Podcast. I'm Summer with the Telescope News, and today we are reporting on the October 1st issue of our newspaper. In news, construction on the Library and Language Resource Center has been delayed 6 months. Speculating reports have suggested that the delay was due to an expanded suite for the college president. An administrator said the delay is strictly structural, explaining how the building failed state safety inspections. Now let's hear about what's happening in the realm of arts and culture with Gerald.
Thanks, Summer. Gamers and Marvel fans alike should be delighted to hear that Sony PlayStation's Marvel's Spider-Man is the fastest-selling PlayStation exclusive with 3.3 million copies sold in just 3 days. The game is being praised for its delightful narrative and thrilling gameplay, averaging an 87 on Metacritic. This is a remarkable achievement for PlayStation and Marvel as they continue to dominate 2018 in first-party exclusive games and films. Next up, Palomar Sports with Ryan.
Thank you, Gerald. Palomar softball had a big season in 2018, and the team is looking forward to 2019. The Comets made it to the state championship last year on the strength of outstanding pitching by Allie Hewen and Alicia Garcia. Offensively, Sarah Fisher put the team on her back, batting .594 over the course of the season. Both Fisher and Hewen are back for the 2019 season and look forward to avenging the loss they suffered in the state finals at the hands of Mount SAC. Now to Brian with opinion.
The 2018 NFL season is almost halfway over and Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job. The Bills started Nathan Peterman last week, for crying out loud. Is the former star QB still being blacklisted by the league? Or has they shifted their focus entirely on being a social activist for equal rights? Nike's brand has grown by the billions since they featured him in their latest Just Do It ad, so who's really winning here? Back to you, Summer.
That's all for today with the Telescope News. Thanks for listening to this edition of the newspaper. Visit www.the-telescope.com for more information.